Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. This is the time of year when we share with you some excerpts from the most recent University of South Carolina Darla Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt comes from Joey Von Nessen, Chief Economist at the Moore School's Division of Research.
Let's take $100 in groceries in December of 2019 on the eve of the pandemic, and let's just pose a simple question. What would that cost today in October of 2024? How much have food prices gone up? The answer, about 28% overall. So $100 in groceries or in food overall in 2019 would cost about $128 today in the fall of 2024. And it would have cost about $111 if we had seen inflation increase at the same rate that it did over the previous decade. In other words, if we hadn't had the pandemic. So that's a pretty big difference. And that's the type of thing that many consumers have been seeing. So that's the bad news for consumers. The good news, though, is that we're actually moving in the right direction. And this points us to our first metric of how we evaluate where we're headed in 2025. Over the last year, we've actually seen inflation drop below the average rate of wage growth in the United States, which means that consumers are beginning to claw back some of that lost purchasing power, which makes us more optimistic about 2025 that consumers will continue to spend, that we'll continue to see that steady rate of spending overall, and it's less likely that they'll begin to pull back. So a very important metric as we look ahead to 2025. But despite these gains, again, we're not there yet. So that gives us a sense of what's going on with economic perception. So let's turn now and talk a bit more about economic performance. So perception is one thing. Performance can be very different, and it has been in 2024. So aside from consumer spending, what else can we say about where our economy stands in December of 2024? If we had to take a picture or just a snapshot of where we are today, what would that look like? How would we evaluate the health of the economy overall? And I would suggest to you that we can evaluate it as a grade of B+, meaning that most economic metrics are pointing us in a positive direction. We see fairly strong growth overall, steady consumer spending, steady economic growth, a historically low unemployment rate, a healthy labor market in South Carolina, and very strong wage gains. But we have that big weak spot, right? So it's a B+ for a reason and not an A, because we have lost purchasing power that we have seen. And we're beginning to see the labor market cool a bit in 2024. But as we look ahead to 2025, it's important to recognize that we are entering a new era and moving away from what I would call a pandemic bubble and towards more sustainable growth rates. Because in a very real sense, this economy in South Carolina and to a large extent the US is still very much in recovery mode. And what do I mean by that? A way to see this very easily is to look at the recovery pace in the COVID recession compared to the recovery pace following the Great Recession in 2008. It took us about 7 years, almost 7 years, to recover all the employment losses that we incurred in South Carolina following the financial crash. Almost 7 years. Compare that to the recovery beginning in 2020. Took us about 2 years to recover all the lost jobs. And this was despite the fact that we had more employment losses, far more employment losses in South Carolina during the COVID recession. We lost about 15% of our total employment base in South Carolina in a 60-day period in 2020, compared to about 8% of our employment base in the 2008 recession. So a much deeper pullback in employment, much deeper recession, but a much faster bounce back, in part because we saw significant stimulus dollars and also coupled with a rapid recovery as businesses began to reopen. But the bottom line here, when we look at these differences, is that employment matters in terms of recovery, but so does purchasing power. So does purchasing power. And we have not seen that recovery, the recovery of the purchasing power, yet in this current recovery. But in 2008, remember, we didn't have this problem at all, right? So prices remained fairly stable.
You've been listening to Joey Von Nessen, Chief Economist at USC's Darla Moore School of Business, speaking at the most recent Economic Outlook Conference. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.